gentlemen, live from the Vallegar Arena for one night only, it's...
Heartfire Tales? Oh, this is always death.
Heartfire Tales!
The table right now.
Are we recording? Did you press record?
Hi, welcome back to Hearth.
Ryan is the host now for some reason.
A podcast.
Go on, yeah. No, go on, finish it.
All right. We'd like to take a moment to thank our sponsor. Ryan's Kitchen. The glasses are on the left.
Glasses are on the left, and they're filled with water at the moment.
Yeah.
Which is nice. Ryan's Kitchen. For glasses Ryan's with water.
Ryan's Kitchen. The glasses are on the left.
Great. I'm glad you do. You put them there, so of course you like it.
That's where they go.
Okay. Welcome back to Lethwan.
This time, we're back together faster.
We're back together. Okay. It has been about 2 hours since we last recorded the last episode.
Dylan and I are drunk.
No, I wish.
What?
Okay. This is going to be a messy episode, guys. We apologize. So, step back into Lethwan, a world of might, magic, and monstrous crabs. Don't, Brian. I see you trying to say something. Don't.
Mega crabs.
God damn it.
I think I had those in college.
Okay. Calm down. Settle down, children. Not much to recap over the last episode, but one of these two are going to do it anyway. Oh no, we said
that.
We'll do a quick, super quick roll. I got a 10.
I did the last one, so these two are going to do this.
You can have advantage.
Natural one.
Oh well, then it's Jim.
Okay,
bring us home, Jim.
Well, Ryan's already.
Okay, so
Ryan's Kitchen.
Yeah, Ryan's Kitchen is a subdivision of Juanco. Yeah, no. We arrived in a village, and it wasn't a very nice village. We had just after committed some mermurder, I can't remember. And we got off the boat, and it was a lovely village, except it wasn't lovely. It was all in tatters, and it wasn't long until Sid, with his, you know, ranger hearing, heard some munching transpiring behind a house. And upon investigation of the munching, it turned out there were two frog folk, although they were more fish folk. And they were munching on regular folk. It was regular folk. We never asked.
Yeah. It was regular folk, yes.
So the frog folk were munching on the regular folk. Sad times. Sad, sad times. And after a very brief melee, we downed those fish folk, who I previously referred to as frog folk. It's wrong of me. I'm sorry. Anyway, we heard a voice from a nearby cabin, I suppose, a house. And then Con went a knocking. And upon knocking, he was greeted by a third fish folk who wasn't as fishy as the previous folk. So he engaged in conversation with the fish folk and found out that there was a wee curse placed on the village whereby everybody became fishing. It was not a warm day, so you could say it was cold fishing.
Why would you say that? No one says that.
Yes, they do. Cold vision. It's the way forward. The energy of the future.
God.
Ask the boomer to do the recap. This is what you're going to get.
Fine.
And anyway, then there was a crab and we killed it. But no, also we found out that Axel, who is Sid's rival, was the cause of the fishing. So they went out to do their cold fishing on the pier and he changed the recipe and they all turned into fish folk and started killing each other.
I've never hated a recap.
Yeah, I feel like I'm just going to do a recap after this.
You will not. And anyway, then we fought the crab. I saved Melody. They were fine. Sid took some great shots, and I cut its arm off. And then I got paralyzed, and then Sid shot it in its bum, and it died. And now I got covered in all its
ears. Why is the most ridiculous part of this recap the accurate part?
Anyway, that's it. Thanks for coming to my recap. Hope to see you all in the next one. Roll low, friends.
I really hope we all see him on the next one. You have just felled this giant crabalante, giant crab, half crab, half octopus, half lobster creature. Khan has fallen out of its claws. You kind of dust yourself off.
No, I ran straight into the lake.
Unparalyzed. You ran straight into the lake. What are you doing in the lake, Khan?
Washing.
Okay, yes, you're washing all that ichor and
everything
bile
that came
and
out
stuff
of that crab landed on me, and I am washing it off.
Nice. Roll for... No.
roll to turn into a fish person.
Oh, that'd be awful. I should have done that.
I could have been Khan Greygills.
There's something in there.
Gillstone?
No. It'll come to me.
It'll come to us. It'll
like,
God.
Khan Greygills. Yeah, that'll do.
That's the one.
Great.
That what you want? That the voice you want?
Yeah, perfect.
Do it, Dylan. Fish me.
You've washed yourself off. Melody, have kind of dusted themselves off. What would you like to do? You kind of, you were able to manage to take down this crab fairly quickly. It was only like 3 rounds of combat, so it's like less than 30 seconds. You see that the male fish folk guy has come out. He's kind of peeked his head out to see what's going on. He kind of sees you all there. You
killed it?
Oh, I killed it good.
That has to be, like, we've heard that stomping around and killing people and everything, all sorts of nasty business.
Well, you don't have to worry about it anymore because we filleted the thing.
Yeah, well, you see, what you gotta remember, I was just trying to look up my spells.
Sid is very dramatic right now.
See, what you gotta remember is that the butt is the weak point. Just shoot an arrow into it, and then it dies.
We're not really skilled with arrows, but I guess I think that was the only one of those here. We only heard like one from what I could tell.
Where did it come from? Like, I've never seen like a crab that was also a Lante.
Hey, was it part of the spell?
No, you've never seen anything like that.
But like, did it show up at the same time as, you all got turned?
So he kind of
turned.
He's like, oh, my wife can maybe explain further, and he brings you in back inside the building, and she's like,
as I said, the ritual had gone out. We'd prepared it, but this kid, she kind of, now that Sid has come in to the house, she kind of looks at you and she's like, I kind of been, much older than you. He said that, there'd be a lot more power if we did it this way. And you now kind of look at, like, there's been like kind of a lot of like scuffing and stuff. There's like, various like kind of what you'd recognize as like arcane sigils. You can't really fathom what they're for, kind of having not been part of your training, but you kind of see like the faint remnants of all these kind of like other arcane sigils that are kind of mixed with the religious symbols that you had identified earlier, Khan. He said that, we were able to maybe draw from arcane power in an effort to improve the ritual, but as I said, something went wrong and energy just shot all over the village and, causing people to mutate. Maybe, I don't know, this was simply part of it, that, when everything went to shit, we heard this, the same kind of noise that I heard from it just out there again. So, I mean, best I can tell, it was a result of the ritual going wrong.
And did he write the arcane sigils? Like, I see the religious ones, I see the stuff you had, but he wrote these arcane sigils.
Yeah, he did.
I'm trying to say to me, like, is this something he did before? Like, is he in any way a wizard?
I'm gonna be real frank with you here, Colin.
I thought you were gonna say it.
I like it, but stop with the dad jokes.
Khan hasn't stopped. We'll not stop laughing, but go on.
So I was taught these sigils, and I did not pay attention in that class. So I don't know. I don't think I recognize any.
If you want to give me an Arcana check,
I'm gonna see if I can get into my Jimmy Neutron mind palace.
I'm gonna say with disadvantage because you've just self-professed that you didn't listen in class.
What did you say, Emerlin?
Disadvantage, Arcana.
Arcana. That was a 10.
I rolled it twice.
10.
10. You recognize them as arcane sigils. You have no idea what
they're used for. As I said, I didn't really pay attention in that class.
I suppose that's fair. I don't pay attention to books either. Listen, here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll do. Open that sketchbook.
Wait, what?
I said books are great. Open that sketchbook. Take note of all these sigils.
All right. Well, this one kind of looks like it's like the bottom part of a triangle.
All right.
And then a stick down from the middle of it.
Yeah, like a tree.
This one's like a line up and then like bottom of a triangle. And then another line down on the other side of that.
On the next one looks like half a shield.
A circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the top of a triangle.
Top of a triangle, but with a line in the middle.
All right. Done. Keep them in mind, and we can ask a fancy person next time we find them.
he's just described to YMCA. For some reason.
Arcane sigils.
I don't know what you're on about.
So we take note of them anyway. Next time we meet a wizard.
You do, like, I will just reemphasize that a lot of these have been, like, scuffed and marked, so you don't have a perfect representation of what they would have been at the time of the ritual. Like, it looks like they've been walked across, numerous times and things like that, or, you know, have just kind of not really lasted over the past 2 days.
Fin damage.
Yeah, so I mean, they're, you have like the general outline, and maybe someone who had knowledge of what this is might be able to kind of piece it together from that, but like a general sort of wizard or something isn't going to know. And even Melody kind of, you know, comes in and she's looking around at these, isn't really able to figure it out either. It's kind of not their specialty, you know.
All right. So he told you that if you use these sigils, that you would have, that there would be lots of things for you to enjoy, and that you could hang out with all the boys.
If you release boys at fish, then yes. That's
the YFCA. Well, that's your problem.
The YFCA.
Yeah, maybe that could have been it.
See how the fish going. The lake.
I love this new fish voice.
Yeah, the C actually stands for crab.
The Young Fish Crab Academy.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Well, so let's have a look. The wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is she? Are you gonna be all right? Are you able to breathe? It seems like you're having a lot of trouble breathing.
I've lasted this long. I don't know. It's just. And she, like, you know, kind of again points like these like gills. They're like half formed.
All right.
So they're like. It seems like, you know, obviously she is still kind of breathing normally, but these are also kind of affecting. So just whatever way, perhaps like her lungs have reduced capacity or now she just seems to be struggling a lot. You got like a 15, I think, in the last session from your medicine check. Like, she doesn't look great, but she doesn't look like she's actively dying.
All right.
I mean, getting her to help would be a good idea, probably.
I was just going to say, let's not leave you in such a sorry state. You're probably going to be a fish, but at least you can have a good fish life very quickly. I know you've been boarded up. Have you tried walking into the water?
No, we've been... And she kind of like starts like coughing and stuff.
All right, well, hold on. Save your breath.
The man comes over and he's like, no, we... As I said, we've been here. This actually the first time we just stepped outside that we
right,
felt
well,
safe.
It seems like you're having trouble breathing and you're halfway between gills and lungs. So maybe we'll make our way out to the pier and just see how you do in the water. Maybe if you're halfway, maybe you'll be more comfortable there than here for the time being.
I mean, if you think it's safe out there.
Find a wee little pond or something. No, we're not saying go into the open water. Like, but can
make,
I
make a persuasion check with advantage? Like, they're still very scared, you know?
Persuasion, I should know. 14.
14. I mean, they both kind of exchange looks. They're kind of very hesitant, but, you know, the man kind of steps outside, kind of looks around, kind of listens around to see if there's anything else. He sees that, you know, the bodies of the two other monsters that you killed earlier. And then it's also seeing the crab monster, and he kind of goes, okay, well, I mean, I think maybe, yeah, I think we'll try. Like, I can breathe.
We'll come with you if you want. We'll guard you. Yeah,
please.
All right. We want to escort them down to, like, the dock then, and just see if it's any easier for her to be in the water.
Yeah, so he kind of walks out, and kind of looks, you know, kind of concerned, cautious, but he's like, well, I can breathe okay, but we'll try with my wife, with wisdom, and he kind of comes, like, kind of helps her walk out, and as you guys kind of, you know, walk back towards the water and towards the docks, you do notice that there are, like, some small shipping vessels kind of still there, and you do see that the ship that you guys arrived on is also still there. You probably still be able to make this distance, like, the it's only been, like, you know, half an hour since you guys kind of disembarked.
Why don't you guys, all right, you see that big old ship out there? If you get into one of your little boats there and take it out to the big ship and tell them that, you know, Khan and Sid sent you that way, they could probably look after you.
I send you back to Ronar. But, let's just make sure they know we're sending them, because they are just fresh after killing a load of fish people, so...
Melody kind of pipes up, and she's like, oh, I can go with them. I've got a good reputation with Mia, the captain, and she would...
Yeah, for sure. Sail them out and get back to us then, will you?
I can come back.
Okay. Yeah, and while you're away, we'll do some investigate.
Or at least come up with a plan.
Yeah, the man kind of, like, looks, again, still very, like, hesitant and worried, but, you know, sensing nothing but kindness from you guys in it, like, you know, you guys have come to the rescue, you know, and it's like, okay, we'll, you think we'll be,
are there any, sorry, just before we send you on, is there any other surviving fish people?
I don't know. Give me do you guys want to do, like, a quick, it's a very small village, it's probably only, like,
yeah, we'll do a quick scout around. There's not a fish we should... Can't just go, like, YFCA and they'll all come running in. Do they have a fish call?
Just give me a perception check with advantage. It's gonna be fairly low DC if you're kind of taking the time to go walk around the village scouting for any survivors. You find a lot. Like, you walk through the village, and there are, you know, you see some bodies that have been, that weren't affected by the transformation, whatever this transformation was at all, that have been clearly killed by those who have been taken fully. You see some who are in more of, like, a, you know, a semi-state of transformation that don't seem to have any kind of combat marks on them, that maybe have just died as a result, that their bodies couldn't handle the transformation, that type of thing. But you don't come across any other surviving people. There's, like, houses that have been, like, kind of torn open and stuff.
Can I take a look at some of the bodies that were killed? So the ones that weren't affected by the transformation and were then killed afterwards, and see if there's any major differentiating factors between them.
Sure,
and
give me a medicine check.
That is 9.
Nothing strikes you as different. There is a, you know, you probably, the population of this village is probably only a couple of hundred max, and you take a bit of time, you go through it, but you can't see any kind of discerning features.
You are, you know, seasoned veteran of war and things like that. So right. You've probably seen some, like, villages getting, like, you know, destroyed and stuff like that, right?
Probably more than I'd be happy to admit.
Now, I want you to hear me out here, but it's probably a pretty typical thing after that where you get, like, bandits and things that, like, go and loot all the houses and stuff.
To a degree, there would be some amount of loot.
Would you be absolutely opposed to us checking for any valuable things in the houses since everybody's dead?
Absolutely.
And we're sending the villagers
away. Absolutely, I would. No. I won't hear of it. This isn't an opportunity for you. These people have died.
What if there are things that, like, could help us learn what happened in the village?
I will learn from them and put them back.
All right. What if there's some rare books?
No, kid. Like, this isn't an opportunity for you to increase your inventory.
It's to preserve knowledge. If there's diaries and stuff here that would be lost to time, lost to looters, would you rather that knowledge just be lost forever?
I don't do your book thing. If you feel like that is important and that the people here would appreciate that knowledge being passed on, then I will bow to you in that regard. But if I see you put a finger on anything that isn't a book, then we'll have a problem.
What about scrolls?
What's the difference?
Oh, come on now!
Make an investigation check if you're going to go have a look for books and scrolls and things.
10.
10. I mean, you don't find any personal diaries. You probably get to feel that this is probably not a very educated village where people probably don't, they're not very literate. However, you do find a couple of, like, basic books on religion and stuff like that from in that the main house, like the Wisdom's house. Nothing that wouldn't be found in the libraries of town, though.
But there are books on their religion there.
Yeah.
So I could take a look at those and try and figure out their religion and what they were doing, their ritual. Well, I'm gonna do that.
Sure, yeah. You take it down. You find, like, various kind of, like, I'm gonna say manuscript. It's not that fancy of a thing, but, like, you know, kind of basic scrolls and books that are kind of about, you know, here's how, and it's like a lot of it's kind of like basic survival and nature knowledge. You find, like, the remnants of what the ritual is, and but again, it was mainly a very kind of ceremonial ritual of, you know, asking.
So the things, the arcane sigils that you put into it, basically just shoved into it, don't fit at all.
You probably come to that conclusion. Yeah, that's probably not a bad conclusion to come to. But yeah, you kind of, you know, you've done a final sweep of the village. You don't find anything particularly of interest. There is some, like, you know, silver and fandals and things like that around if you are so inclined.
Well, I mean, I have no perception of money, so that wasn't anything I was really looking for in the first place anyway.
But you don't find any kind of special scrolls or anything like that, and you also don't find...
just standing there shaking. I realized I was shaking my head at Ryan. You guys can't see that.
Plus 3 bows or anything.
There are no incredibly overpowered magical artifacts or weapons, no. You ascertain that there's no other survivors left.
No, I mean, I went for the thing of value.
And some basic books and some kind of scribblings of how to do the ritual. So kind of, you know, you guys come back, Melody kind of turns you, and so will I row them over?
I thought you were gone already.
Wasn't sure because you had gone around to see if there's any more people.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to ask you something real quick, Melody.
Yeah?
How the fuck are you still here? I thought you left when we were looking around that
Well, Con said he wanted to see if there's any survivors.
I did. I was waving. Did you not see me? I was waving like a mad yoke.
I waved back. Oh. I thought we were just having a nice moment.
Oh, my God.
You saved my life.
That's true. I'm glad I did. Roll them over there for me, will you?
Will do. They rolled them over.
While they're gone,
so we'll say while they're gone, you do your book scavenger hunt.
Yeah, I just want to say, you thought the Sid would be looking for money. An awful person, Con.
You legitimately just said all these people are dead. Do you have a problem with me looting them?
Yeah.
Are you trying to take the moral high ground here?
Look at
you have
knowledge.
A lot of climbing to do to get to that point. Knowledge. For shame, young lad. For shame.
Sid doesn't know anything about money.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't know anything about respect either.
He does.
I'm sure he does. Right.
Melody comes back, kind of assures you that like they really seem to be grateful. Mia's a bit apprehensive about, you know, taking these onto the ship. Some of the sailors were not happy, but I managed to kind of calm them down and assure them that, you know, they're not a threat. But, I told them, you know, to bring them back to the Academy of Headmaster Abbott, and maybe they have the resources there to, you know, study them, cure them if possible. So yeah, good thinking. Hopefully they get the help they need.
Cool.
Happy days.
In my searching, nothing was said about finding any tracks of, like, I mean, it's been 2 days. There's not going to be any tracks.
You can make a survival check. Like, because you've been
Traxel.
You've been searching in the village, where obviously there's been a big crab monster walking around, other things. If you wanted to kind of say goodbye to Hovda now and like walk out, I'll let you kind of do a more wider perimeter check. So you can do a survival check to see, either survival or perception, to see if you can find any kind of tracks of what's.
Goodbye, Hogsden.
14.
14.
You
don't see any tracks like through the woods or anything like that, but there is like a fairly quote-unquote main road leading out that you figure if anyone's traveling this way, they're probably traveling by the road. So you probably think it's probably the best way to go, and you might find, you know, the remnants of a camp or something like that later on, rather than any kind of footsteps in this heavily traveled area.
Well, how about we have to make our way to find this Johnny character anyway, so or we continue on this way and then we can ask people on the road whether they've seen someone matching his description.
I was pretty fucked up, so I guess we just keep on going.
Yeah. There's no one left here, so we did what we could here, you know?
Yeah. Guess I should maybe scratch out Hogsden on this map.
Hey, that's not the worst idea.
Yeah. All right. On we go to Johnny.
So, hey, you guys leave Hofden and you start heading down kind of like along the road to where, you know, you're supposed to meet Johnny, and you know, relieve that other band.
As we're walking, Sid's just gonna be like writing down like everything that's happened, you know, drawing up all this stuff, you know.
Yeah, because I just assume, I kind of always assume that any kind of like weird monster that you fight or see,
especially, I mean, this, it's all this with Axel and everything, so like I need to write all this down, you know?
Yeah, sure. We can say you took, you know, you took like however amount of time, like 30-40 minutes or something to kind of go. I think we'd already said that you'd you'd been marking down the sigils, you know, what was left of them that you could mark down, things like that. So kind of as that, you're kind of just like, you know, doing a very, very quick journal of what's you know, kind of what you had seen and like the different types of like stages of mutations and stuff like that. Things like that, you know.
Khan is doing that thing where he's picked up a stick and he's lopping the heads off and like dandelions as he walks down the beach.
Yeah, Melody's kind of like walking along with you, doing, you know, trying to be like, you know, like smish mash, take a fish, or, you know, trying to get some sort of like, you know, fish melody song working in there.
You considered that scales rhymes with tails?
I hadn't.
Oh, there you go.
Have you considered that
one's for free?
Music is made using scales.
I have a lot, to be honest. Most of my life, actually.
I mean, that's fish too. Yeah. Are you a fish?
Hey, at the end of it, you can use the word fin.
As you know, you're all guys kind of just, you know, trying to put like half them behind you, or walking along, having them. Having some chats, having the time of your life. I would like you all to make perception checks.
Look at the flowers.
Look at the see how well the flare has been lopped off by Con's stick.
Firm 12.
Firm 12.
Firm 21.
That's a very firm 21.
tight 21.
So so okay, at 21. You guys are kind of walking along, and you're kind of just like, Con's off playing like a kid with a sword. Melody's kind of walking with you for a bit, Sid. And, they're kind of like pointing up the clouds, being like, Sid, you know, like clouds and stuff. Like, what's this one? He's kind of just making like idle conversation.
You want to know about clouds?
Why not?
Well, see, it's important to know these things because they help you, look at flight patterns and, of different types of birds and like stuff like that. So there's four main types of clouds, right?
Okay.
You've got your... I actually know this stuff, guys.
Yeah, I know. Ryan's eyes have lit up. Ryan's eyes have like lit up with like, I get to give cloud facts.
So there's like the cirriform, and that's where you get like your ice crystals and your snowy stuff. You've got your cumuloform, and those are like your big fluffy things. You've got your stratoform, and those are like the kind of like wispy ones up there. And your nimboform, those are the ones that actually have rain. So
wispy ones like. That one, and they kind of point up to the air, and with a 21, you see like very wispy ones that are oddly like humanoid shape.
Not like that one.
Okay. And then as you're kind of like trying to figure out what it is, you see that this cloud is like getting like slightly bigger and bigger and bigger, as if it's like coming towards you at like a fast pace.
We should fucking run.
Can we hide?
Just give me, I guess,
are there trees?
there's some tree. You're not like in like a wooded area. It's kind of like a main kind of road. You can
like
give
a
me
shrubbery or anything around?
Yeah, you can like
a shrubbery.
You can like tell you what, give me... First, I'm going to give me, like, athletics checks to, like, kind of, like, get off the road fast enough. Like, you're going to need to actually, like, sprint.
16. Get 12. Off the road!
12.
Melody actually also rolled... Oh, no. Minus 13. So, Con kind of, like, takes off, like, super quick. You, like, start running towards the, kind of, the ditch at, like, side of the road, trying, like, find somewhere to hide in. Sid and Melody kind of like a little bit behind them. What did Fink get?
19.
Yeah, Fink absolutely just darts. Like, like he's like gone. Like, proper like rat just scuttling away. Kind of like senses what you guys are at. And like, nips, because his speed's also like 40 or something ridiculous, isn't
yeah,
it?
He's
yeah,
real fast.
Yeah, he's gone. Like, he's like zips away. And, you guys are, Melody and Sid are trying to like run a bit as well, but these clouds like just come like super fast down, like supernaturally fast. And as they come closer and closer, you're like just about getting to like, Con is like just about getting to the ditch. And you see that there are three distinct shapes of these clouds. And as they're getting closer and closer, they're like, beginning to like materialize, and you see them basically transform as if they're kind of coming out of like a fog cloud with this kind of like wisp of cloud,
like fog, the cloud like falling away from
sick, kind of like the reverse of like the Moon Knight transformation, where it kind of like it would all the clouds
unwrapping
like,
from
that kind of thing comes in. They land in front of you all, and you see that, like, these guys are, like, the textbook definition of what, like the most generic versions of, like, classes in D&D would be. So, like, you see, like, a druid, and it's, like, it's just so obvious that she's a druid, because she has, like, a proper, like, flower crown with, like, vines and stuff in there, like, a big, like, gnarled staff, like, dressed in furs and leathers, like, cloak in the color of the spring. You see, like, an owlbear brooch.
You see, like, there's obviously a wizard because he's like, you know, robes of like blue and black, again with this like kind of elbear brooch on him. You see all these kind of like runic tattoos all over his hands and neck, from what you can see.
Do you know what the owlbear is?
Yes, you do know what the yes, Sid would 100% know what the owlbear is. This is going to be kind of common knowledge. And then you see also this like obviously dwarven barbarian, where, you know, just this like big dirty beard, huge oversized axe. You recognize these as members of the Hood's Force.
We need to pass.
Hey, God, how are we handling this? Are like we like super Ahab? You know, all hoots are bastards.
I think so. Let's be honest. Let's lead with open hostility.
Before kind of Melody gets to the, you know, Melody's kind of looking a bit like, oh, I mean, like Hood's Force are like they're good guys, you know. And as they're saying that, you see the wizard kind of like walking forward. And he's very much like, hail right. Hoots, citizens.
How's it going?
Good for you.
Hail Hoots, something, citizens.
Something wrong with your throat? Yeah.
Melody's like, you know, kind of like elbowing you guys, being like, hail Hoots, you know, like looking at you guys.
Cheers. Yeah. Well for you.
As Con would say, cheers.
Cheers.
Sid tries to imitate your accent as best as possible.
The wizard looks at you kind of confused, being like, can you explain just what you're doing out here exactly?
Do we have to explain why we're going for a walk in the sunshine? Is that something we have to do?
Yes, I'm requesting it, so you got to do as I say.
I don't think I do, actually.
We're walking.
Well, where are
we're
you walking,
walking
from?
Here.
Where are you walking from?
Hogsden.
Do you mean Hovden? Are you an idiot?
Are you an idiot?
Clearly not. I'm the one who knows the names of towns.
It says Hogsden.
What were you doing in Hogsden?
That's a funny story, actually.
Yeah.
Like, yeah?
Yeah, actually, there's some problems going on there, and you guys just seem to be letting all this bad stuff happen to people. Pretty typical, you know?
Fucking flying cloud people.
You come down and harass us, and there's stuff back there to do.
If you think this is harassment, you haven't seen anything.
Jesus.
Sorry?
What?
And you see that, like, you know, the barbarian, like, the dwarven barbarian kind of, like, you know, just kind of, like, flexes a little bit, kind of like does that like shoulder roll back thing.
Con rolls his shoulders right back at him.
Hey Con, is he trying to look taller?
I think he's trying to look taller, right?
And they kind of like, you know, take out their axe and just have like shouldered and just like looking at you guys.
Oh, he needs to rest it on his shoulder. He must be tired.
And the wizard, at this point, like the wizard,
like we're just doing blatant disrespect.
Well, we hate these guys. Like, and it's like, you know, if he had walked up and he was like, "Hey, can I have a minute of your time?" I'd be like, "Oh, sure." But like, fuck you, asking why I'm walking in the sun. Like,
the wizard kind of reaches into his robes and takes out this it's like dull crystal. As like,
like a pocket watch.
Not like a pocket watch, like an actual just like
that
crystal.
I don't have time for you.
Sorry, you were about to tell me what exactly you were doing, Hogsden.
Is that something really great? Is
he threatening? I mean, now listen. So yeah, if you guys actually want
something
to do
about
something,
our jobs not being done.
Yeah, if you want to do something useful,
wasn't it? We were saying their jobs, they weren't doing their jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
And
not.
What jobs was that we weren't doing?
Well, an entire village back there got decimated by some arcane curse.
Oh, I
really?
Turned everybody into like fish monsters.
Fish folk.
And what are you guys doing?
Left,
like
right,
flying
center.
Around?
Definitely could have used some you lads.
As you're kind of like saying this, you see that his eyes kind of like glow purple a little bit.
Oh, he's getting angry.
And so you see that the
piss him off.
The stone begins to glow a little bit as well.
Oh no, that's not good.
Maybe we should have
make intelligence saving throws.
Oh, I don't want to make intelligence saving throws.
I made a solid 7.
I made a solid 9.
I mean, it's, you know, I'm kind of close to it.
So 10? 10, surprisingly, not enough. You guys start to, like, you know, as you're speaking these words, you kind of like get a little bit transfixed on the stone. And like you guys just keep talking, you know, and you start like, you know, describing what has happened in this, in the village. And he's kind of like, interesting. And you guys kind of regale, you know, obviously in your snotty fashion of like,
Are you making us skip the sarcasm, huh?
There's only so much sass I can take. No, he can be sarcastic to me if he's want. Go on.
No, it's all right.
Oh, it feels forced.
Do it later.
You guys, and yeah, you guys kind of like just see this, like, again, this kind of like dull purple glow in his eyes as this kind of crystal begins to like light up a little bit more.
What the fuck are you doing with that thing?
He's charging his fucking nightlight, looks like.
I'm gonna just take my sword off my shoulder because I don't like these guys. I'm wary about what the fuck that crystal is like.
Yeah. Puts the crystal, you know, down for seconds, and he's like, I'd advise you put your sword back in its sheath.
I look at him and I go, I'd advise you to put your crystal back in the pocket.
He kind of like looks at you, and he's at this point, like, Melody's kind of like, you kind of see like a little bit of conflict in Melody where they're kind of a bit like, you know, trying to like plead with you guys with their eyes to be like, cut the snark, guys, you know, but at the same time being a bit like, but I also like to be snarky and I kind of deserve it, you know. Sorry, what did you say to him?
I said exactly what he said back, but I swapped sword for stone.
Oh yeah, sorry, yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, if you don't put that sword away, you'll regret it.
How the fuck am I gonna regret not taking it out sooner?
Do you know I'm regretting just this entire conversation? Like, I'm so bored.
I think it's time we should go. Come on, lads.
You haven't even said anything you're gonna do about this situation.
Yeah.
I mean, we already did your job for you anyway.
He looks at the druid. And the druid kind of is looking a bit impatiently at them. And he's like, Azealia, can you do anything about this? And he kind of like motioning towards your sword. And you see these like vines start to like rip up from the ground. Give me a strength or dexterity saving throw, your choice, to try and like avoid these vines.
14.
You like whip your sword out of the way, kind of like trying to like, it's like specifically going for like your sword hand, and as you do that, like another one comes, rips out from the ground beside you, like rips it inside.
The land itself has turned against me. Okay. Fucking shit. All right. I don't have your mother's axe anymore either. It'd be perfect for vines.
As I said, all you need to do is answer the questions, tell us what we need to know, and we've done so. No need for this violence, because you would regret it.
Oh, I'd regret it, would I?
Yeah.
How would I regret it? You've already bound my arm. Old big man getting his friend over there to bind my arm.
He like gets like right up into your face.
I try and headbutt him.
Give me an attack roll.
Okay, we're going this level.
Unarmed strike, that's 19.
He walks forward and like, you can tell, like, this guy is a bully. You know, like, this guy is used to getting his way and, like, swooping in and just, like, fucking with people, basically. He is taken aback as you lunge forward with this, you know, with your head, and he casts up his, like, arcane shield, and you, like, just, like, smack into it.
Sid, totally trying to learn from Khan, is, like, totally pulling his bow off because he's like, are we doing such a bad
example? Hey, no, lad, leave it. It's fine. Don't worry. You dirty coward.
Yeah, you see like the druid kind of like, you know, looks at you and like, you know, just like vines like grow up behind her a bit and kind of like, you know, like Doc Ock style, like kind of like, you know, swoop in and like look at you.
I'm just going to stop her and be like, we're normal men.
We're innocent men.
We're just innocent men.
We're just innocent men. So
if you're innocent men, as you say, well then, got nothing to hide. Why are you wielding weapons?
We literally told you everything. You
yeah, like, we're not hiding anything.
On the side of the road, threatening.
We're
us.
Not even hiding our emotions here.
He kind of like looks at you, gives like a really like derogatory look. Like he just like the look on his face is just like he just thinks you guys are scum. You know,
I give it right back.
Yeah,
but like real animated, like.
The Drew kind of like looks at them at the wizard, and she's like, "Come on, Maynard, let's go." He kind of like takes out that stone again, and you see now it's like a lot brighter.
Oh, hey, look, it's stone.
And
up all night.
He's like, "Yeah, we've got what we need here." Puts it away and he puts it away, and then they kind of like all like nod to each other, look at you. Oh, and so until next time, maybe a bit of respect, citizens.
Fuck you.
And then they again all this wisp of clouds like come around them.
Did you say your name was Maynard, was it?
Yes. Why?
So, no, I can put on your tombstone.
We'll see.
And Sid's gonna go, Ahab.
What? The wizard looks at the barbarian. Barbarian comes over and like just tries to punch you. Like just like sets like his axe like plants it like this like dull big double bladed like great axe like plants it into the ground. Comes over and just punches you in the gut. Does a 22 hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, you take 4 points of damage as you just get bodied by like this this like dwarf. And then
big man,
he just looks at you, and then as he's about, like you see this dwarf about to like punch you as well, all of the clouds kind of go around them again and they like wisp up into the air.
My nose really hurts. You're alright? Are you alright there, Sid?
Yeah. Well, fine. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I probably hurt his hand more than I hurt my stomach.
Melody, are you alright?
Yeah, I just... That was weird.
Hey, some would say invasive.
Yeah.
Like...
You know what I hate? I didn't even ask Fink.
Hey, right?
Yeah, they didn't.
Yeah. I mean, what's up with that?
I mean, I don't know. I guess they just thought he's just a rat.
Yeah, that's their fault. He would have known the most. He can smell everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think the only smell from them is the smell of their own shit, so...
Yay! Aye, because it smeared across their faces.
Oh, that was awful. I didn't like that. And, like, you see them kind of, like, really struggling with this, and they're like, kind of feels like there's like a gap in my head.
Tell me what happened the past day, Melody.
We arrived in Hofden, and then it was deserted for some reason, but we don't know why, and then we kind of just walked here. As they say that, you realize that, yeah, you agree.
Huh.
Do you feel like that's what happened?
You all know that it shouldn't feel like that.
My brain feels kind of...
Hey, Fink?
Fink?
What happened today?
Fink does this ridiculous, like... interpretative dance of, like, pretending to be a crab. Like, pretending to, like, eat Melody and stuff.
Hold on. You write down everything that's ever happened to you, don't you?
Well, I have, yeah, like the last day I would have written down if anything happened, but nothing happened the past day, so I don't know if I wrote anything.
I check your journal.
What?
Because it feels like I'm remembering today through a pane of glass.
So I pull my book out and I go, look at these.
What the fuck is that thing?
What the fuck is a crabalante?
Crabalante?
A fish monster? That is the stupidest name I've ever heard.
That looks like a crobster to me.
Got a weak point in the butt.
I mean, that tracks.
See that.
I mean,
that arm looks...
Write something down that didn't happen.
That arm looks easily removed.
And at this point, Fink is going nuts.
I think we need to feed the rat. Hold on, Fink. We're trying to work something out here.
Wait. Look at these. Sigils.
Oh, aye. That one's like a bottom of a triangle with a stick coming out of it.
Yeah. This one's the bottom of a triangle with two sticks. This one's a half circle. Yeah, and why do I have Axel's name written down?
Huh. Who's Axel? Oh, is he that young lad you grew up with?
Yeah, he's an absolute dick.
Maybe he's just on your mind?
No, nothing goes into the book unless it, like, is important. I wrote down the sigils and I wrote his name by them.
Well, one of the only things I really know about you is that you don't embellish. You have no other notes?
Damn right. Well, that was weird. Do you think they stole our brains?
I don't remember any of the stuff I'm seeing in your book there. And when I try to recall what happened before we took this walk, it feels like I'm thinking through a pane of thick glass. I can't...
Fink, take a look at this. Crab latte. Did we eat this?
And he shakes his head no.
And what about the fish man? Did we eat that?
He shakes his head no.
This is in the beast section. I have it indexed under fish.
He shakes his head, like he nods, like vigorously.
Sub-indexed under human?
He nods his head again.
Are they friends?
He shakes his head.
Did we fight them?
He nods his head.
Today?
He nods his head.
Can I check for wounds on myself?
Yeah.
There's no roll.
You realize that, like, you know, it just looks like bruising on your ribs from when you were clawed.
Because it half helps.
Yeah. Like, Vink looks in bad shape.
Huh.
Everyone give me another intelligence saving throw.
That's more like it.
Oh, mine's not. Melody doesn't matter.
17.
Mine's five. 17 doesn't do it.
What the fuck? Okay,
if we know...
This is... Right. All we know is these fuckheads came down from above.
Now wait.
Our heads.
So one last thing.
Aye.
You know how we went to Hogsden?
Aye.
And, you know, it was deserted.
Yes.
I scratched it out on the map. I would scratch it out if it was deserted. Like, it's like it was wrecked.
Should we go back?
It's scratched out, so I don't know if we'd find anything. I didn't write anything else down except for sigils.
As if it wasn't there. Like, but I remember the town.
Yeah, you remember the town
being deserted. All right, well,
maybe when we find Johnny, somebody around him
can tell us what the fuck is going on.
Be able to look in our brains.
All right, well, you know, let's keep on going anyway. Melody, you don't take notes, do you?
No, I kind of just keep everything.
No, because she just fucking sings everything, because that's a good way of...
It's proven that music is a great way of improving people's memory, improving cognitive function. It's a great way of learning.
Hey, Melody, you tell me what happened to David. Did you have any of the information that's in my book?
No.
I point at my head and I point at Khan and I go, eh?
There is something, and they're like, fish fash, give it a smash.
Khan goes, something in the back of my head echoes.
Wait.
That sounds wise. That sounds important.
I think I remember us asking gods if they like fish sticks.
Splashity. Give it a smashity.
Alright, well, I think we should continue on with what we're doing and write this down as being a weird one. All right, I'm going to write down in the book, I'm going to say, Hoots Force
our dicks.
Steal memories. Also, stupid clouds.
I agree with everything you've written down there.
And I'm sorry, sorry. This is supposed to be expert note keeping?
Well, now I'm going to draw this picture of this little cloud man.
Remember to put in that they beat children as well. I feel like that's something that should be on the record.
Beat teenagers. Young adults.
Sorry, when you get to my age, young adults, everyone below 40 is basically a child.
Put down beat young adults. Because everything in here needs to be facts. So.
Khan looks at Melody.
Yeah, I'm not really sure that these are facts, but it's almost.
Well, that's why you get it all peer reviewed.
I mean, that makes sense.
Alright, well, I suppose you're right. We probably should just keep on. Johnny's waiting for us, so let's get going. How far have we got to go?
Just another, I think, 5 miles or so of a walk. You reach about halfway. Yeah, you guys, you know, walk on. Yeah, you guys walk the line.
Kit Khan is going to march just to, like, have a juxtaposition between him and the floaty cloud folk.
Hey, Khan.
Hi.
So, you're all, like, military and shit, right?
Hi. I am a dude.
If you're all military, why do you hate, like, the Hootsman and all that so much?
I hate the Hootsman for a very particular reason. When I joined the military, I joined it so I could protect people. I joined it so I could help the people of Lethuan. I joined under the banner of Holy Thunder Force. That was the order of paladins I served. We served under Li, who's the god, and the god we had chosen to serve, but we were the absolute best at protecting people. And that's what we did during the whole war. We were sent to villages to protect them, sent to passes to hold them. You know, we never be an offensive force. That's why I loved the military. That's what I loved about it. But looking at these Hootsmen flying around under the power of their centralized fucking military, swooping down, paralyzing people, diving into their minds, that's not protection. That's not even standard military procedure. That's just being a bully. So no, I can't stand for that. If you're gonna join the military, do it for a cause worth fighting for, but not for this shite. No, that's an occupying army, and they're fucking pretending to be a military is what that is. Pretending to be a national army. That's not what they are. That's not what they are, and any soldier worth their salt will see through that.
I can get behind that. Nice. Yeah.
I have to say, I mean, this is, I think that this is what Michaela saw in you guys, that, you know, what the culture we have at the moment of the, you know, I just don't get it. Like, these guys, I've sung songs about how great these guys are, and
let me ask you this: who taught you those songs?
I mean, they're just spread word, you know, far and wide, spread by mouth. I mean, they were taught in the Bard's College that I went to.
They were, weren't they?
Yeah.
And if you were, say, a military or an occupying force, what's the number one way you could see of getting the people of that country behind you?
Oh, I mean, I think I see where you're going with this.
That's exactly it. It's propaganda, isn't it? They're just trying to make themselves the heroes in the people's eyes. That's not what they are at all.
Melody kind of, like, looks like she's, you know, that they're taking, like, a shock to the system, and kind of just, like, retreats back a bit, and you're still walking along, but, you know, is giving like a 1,000-yard stare into the background of, like, they're not handling this well at all.
Maybe we should just make camp and catch our breath for a minute. Sorry, that's my old fucking brain.
No, projecting. I want to believe you're wrong, but I have to admit there's some truth in there.
Look, all I'm saying is we fought in war very, very hard to prevent this land being taken over by one or the other. And even though it doesn't seem like it, sometimes I feel that's the outcome we've landed on either. But, you know, the occupier is just wearing the mask of the hero, you know? And sometimes I think maybe whoever won, that's the way it would have gone, but just food for thought, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't really want to think about this anymore. This is kind of weird. And they kind of just like completely change gear and like, you know, take out like a small like lute and be like, let's just sing a nice like traveling song, and, you know, kind of is actively deflecting about the entire situation.
That sounds like an absolutely great idea.
So yeah, you guys walk along. Are you going to make camp here, or are you walking towards...
No, we keep it for 5 miles.
I think, yeah, for 5 miles, we just keep going.
Yeah. You get to kind of the crossroads, or you're approaching the crossroads of where you thought, where you were told that you're going to meet Johnny the merchant, and you see the wagon in the distance, and as you approach it, you kind of feel that something isn't quite up, but we'll find out what that is on the next episode.
Oh no! All right. Oh no! What a high note to end on.
Dark. Jesus, guys.
Come Let's back. Release this and the next one together, so people can, you know, come back up.
Yeah.
You want to hear my first
come
for
back
us
next
again?
Week for more.
Keep talking yeah. about first for us.
Yeah, come back for more fish voices, more strangely like deep philosophical conversations of what it means to be heroes in a fantasy world. But thank you so much for listening.
And Mo, here. We're sorry.
We're sorry. Maybe